Hey, hello, you're talking to Charles Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at why adding another tool to demonstrate risk always finds risk. You know, I had a friend, good friend, who way back in the 90s was selling Kirby vacuum cleaners, and part of the deal was you'd go to their house and be like, I can show you how much better the Kirby vacuum cleaner is. And you'd run the vacuum cleaner and it would pull up all sorts of dust, and they go, aha! Do you see everything your vacuum cleaner is missing? Great sales technique, right? Exact same thing happens whenever you hear of a POC where they go, oh, we'll just put this in line with your detective controls and we'll show you everything that you're missing. So, tip to you, you're always missing something. It's just the way it works. So don't be surprised when those tools actually find something. Why are you always missing something? Well, in the case of the vacuum cleaner, right? Your vacuum cleaner has a certain type of suction, works best with a certain type of particulate. You go in with a different type, you're going to catch more things. Similarly, let's say you have a anti-spam solution. Anti-spam solution's right here. And it's catching all the stuff. But you've been running it for a few years, so what have you done? Tuned it, probably. Put in whitelists, certainly. Opened up some areas, yeah. And now you add, right behind that, in series, another email filter. What's gonna happen? That's not gonna have all the same tuning. It's not gonna have all the same rules. That's not gonna have all the same exceptions that have been put in. So you're gonna find emails. And you're gonna have this great long report that says, look at how great our spam filter is. You guys missed everything. So maybe you're like, all right, fine, I buy it. And let's do it. You're absolutely right. Our filter is terrible. And you switch filters. Then what happens? You put in all the whitelists. You put in all the exceptions. You put in all the tuning. And pretty soon, you've got the exact same issue with a firewall system or a spam system that's letting everything run through it. We say this exact same thing on intrusion detection systems. Again, for the tuning purposes, but also for the simple purpose that every, you know, intrusion detection system detects things a little bit differently. Everyone uses slightly different combinations of behavior analytics and signatures, right? Everyone has slightly different signatures. So one may catch 10 things and the other one may catch 10 things, but they're not always going to be the same 10 things. So be careful when you hear, oh, we'll do a POC and it'll be free. These free POCs will catch things. Be careful when you do those because, yeah, it'll catch things, but that might not actually be what you're trying to prove. And the salespeople might make a little bit more out of it than perhaps there should be. What do you think? Have you ever sold Kirby vacuum cleaners? Do you run into this type of POC problem often? Or maybe I've got it wrong? Hit me up on social media or in comments. Cheers.